SAFM 104 to 107 nationwide.
It is 18 minutes after 5 o'clock. We're in conversation next with Lebohang Maile, who is the Gauteng COGTA MEC. So earlier on today, Lebohang Maile, as well as the mayor of Ekurhuleni, Tanya Campbell, were in Tembisa. And there was also an address to some of the community members in Tembisa following the days of protests that have taken place, where four residents were killed. Two were killed apparently during an explosion while trying to bomb an ATM, and two others were shot by the EMPD, that is the Metro Police, in Ekurhuleni. MEC, good afternoon, and thank you so much for making time for us. So what's your assessment of what happened in Tembisa?
We visited the community and we met with the what is called the Tembisa Crisis Forum or Community Forum, and the councillors were there. We also met with the mayor, because we decided to descend to the areas, the provincial government, just to get first-hand information, but also try and get all the parties to work together and communicate and in finding an amicable solution.
And is that amicable solution possible at all, considering that even after your address, that some residents still went back to the streets?
Yes, there is. Obviously, some of them, they went back to the streets because they expected the mayor to come to the public meeting, and the mayor was not, because her argument was that she will meet them on Friday when she's got the responses. And we thought, let's go and talk to them and assure them that indeed by Friday you come back. So I think some of them were disappointed that the mayor was not there, and they were also not happy. And we tried to explain to them that there will be that meeting on Friday. But what they want is electricity and electricity now, because some of their areas are dark, and the municipality is not able to come in because it's saying there is violence. So that's what we were trying to do. But we, at the leadership level, there is an understanding. I think the leadership of the community, I think, has challenges as well. That I think they must manage amongst themselves, which will help them to be cohesive and to be able to provide that leadership which is required in the community. And the fact that the community members descended to the stadium, it shows that they are keen on finding a solution and listening to what is to be said by all of us. And they welcomed us. Though they expressed their disappointment that electricity is not being restored today.
But we were told by a resident a bit earlier on that some people actually left the meeting while you were addressing them.
No, there's no such. I addressed them until the meeting ended at the stadium. And in fact, there was an attempt by a very small crowd to distract. It did not happen. Everyone who was there will tell you what I said, because I was listened to. There was no disruption. That is, EMCA had these cameras there, fortunately. So if anyone left, they would have seen them. There was never any walk out there. If there was someone who left going to the toilet, it's possible we'd never know, but there was never a walk out. Because if they walk out, it's done by people and masks. It becomes visible and clear. So I finished speaking. I didn't speak even for 10 minutes there, because I could see the crowd had been waiting there for some time. They were agitated. They wanted the mayor, and they wanted their problems solved now. So I had to give the message of the provincial government of solidarity, of hope, of resisting from engaging in violence, and of insisting that we will work and support with the municipality, and that the municipality must solve the problem. Our message was clear. So there will be an attempt to create an impression that our visit was not successful. It was. We were very happy. I mean, just to get the mayor to join us when we spoke with her late early evening yesterday, I think it's a good thing. And considering that in that municipality, as you know, there is a coalition government and there's a lot of problems.
So, MEC, as the MEC of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs, and also overseeing some of these municipalities, one of the issues that was highlighted by the mayor during her address to some of the residents on Monday was that there are some members or political parties that are trying to destabilize the coalition government. Is this something that the mayor has expressed to you? And do you have any response to that? What happens next? Is this anything that you would be looking into?
You know, she spoke a different tune today.
Able.
I was asked a question by a journalist. I said, I want to see anyone. Because the journalist didn't say the mayor. He said one of the politicians. And I said, who? Show me that person, because that person must be able to give credence to those allegations. You don't go around making allegations without a proof. I mean, there are, and you can't also rubbish the grievances of the people. You must deal with the grievances. And the grievances are on the table. They're genuine. So if you want to reduce them into some political gimmicks and political battles, I think it's an insult to the community there. The community wants a response to their issues, not an analysis of how did the protest get to happen. It doesn't work like that. When there are problems, you don't analyze why people are protesting as a mayor or as an MEC. You must understand what is their problem, and then you resolve their problem. Then you can, of course, engage in a discourse of analyzing whether this will help us beyond whether we have solved the issue permanently, whether the issue needs to be taken further and all that. Yeah. But don't come with the clumsy stories.
And just quickly, a final one, MEC, is on the conduct of EMPD. And I see that you've also made calls that IPED must quickly investigate this.
I think what was explained, if it's true that the person who was shot from the back, was shot by a white officer, not that the color of the officer matters, but in this instance it does. Because when the mother of the deceased approached the officer confirmed in Afrikaans that indeed they had shot him. And when the officer was about to leave the scene, he nearly ran over the mother of the deceased. So the attitude, the posture, and the behavior of that officer smacks of racism. It smacks of arrogance. It has to be condemned in the strongest possible terms, and we want the harshest sentence ever if he is found to have indeed done what he has done. And that's why we said we don't even want the IPED to wait for, the EMPD to wait for the IPED. They must identify that officer and immediately deal with the officer harshly and isolate that officer. And we will also encourage the family to take civil action against that officer. We need to descend on that officer like a ton of bricks, because it can't be right that our people are still treated the way they were during apartheid, and they're treated with disdain. They are treated like less human, and the behavior that was described by the family today, because the family was there, the witnesses were there, and it's actually making my blood to boil.
Thank you so much. That is the MEC for COCTA in Gauteng, Lebogang Maile.